You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so do enjoy those on us. That again, well, there is freetalklive.com. You know, the funny thing is I actually have a note that reminds me to turn my sounds off before we start the show. And
apparently it didn't work.
No. It's a problem sometimes when you just roll out of bed minutes before you go on the air. Sometimes you're a little woozy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here we are. We're doing another show. We'll talk to you about whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Going to ladies first, Melissa in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live, Melissa.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
what's happening?
You don't sound like a lady.
Yes, you are.
I was wondering about gays and lesbians.
Uh-huh. What about them?
Are they gay like you, stupid faggot?
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to a real call from Brian in Colorado. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello.
Well, how do you follow that one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do with that.
Well, hey, guys and lady. I told you a couple days ago that we're really looking forward to coming out to New Hampshire, do a college tour for the kids, and look for some property at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little incident yesterday on my way to the airport. I'm at a project in Tulsa, and I was heading back to the airport in the hotel's limo and got into an accident, and now I'm in the hospital.
Oh, man.
So I ended up with some fractures of hip and back and foot. So, but they're taking really good care of me here. But it was amazing. This thing was a Lincoln Town Car, you know, big car.
Right.
Hit 50 miles an hour at least on the freeway. Two cars that were stopped, so like a brick wall.
Oh, my gosh. Did he just not notice, or?
He noticed a little too late. He saw one car that was stopped and then swerved into the lane. There was two more cars stopped in two lanes. There was three lanes blocked by these three cars. Just, you know, guys, just, I'm just going to stop right here for some reason.
Did you have anybody hit you after he hit? Did anybody hit behind you or anything like that?
No, luckily. Everybody else, I guess, saw it coming. It wasn't a lot of traffic. It was, you know, rush hour in Tulsa, I guess, isn't very... very, very big.
Wow.
But the impressive part, I mean, just the engineering, you know, men's minds, humans' minds put into this stuff. The two people in the front seats had their seatbelts on. The airbags came. They got out of the car and brushed themselves off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 50-mile-an-hour brick wall.
Wow.
That's what cars are made these days. It was just amazing. Of course, you know, I'm in the back without a seatbelt. You know, what could be unsafe about, you know, the back of a limo, right?
You shot down that limo like you were a bullet heading down the barrel of a gun.
Yeah, I sure did. The doctor told me today that my knee hit the seat in front of me, and it and my leg stopped moving, but my pelvis kept moving, and that's what kind of blew out the back of the pelvis.
Mm.
So I get surgery on Monday.
Wow, that is brutal.
But the public service announcement here is wear your seatbelt, not just in the front seat. I mean, if I had my seatbelt on, you know, I'd be in New Hampshire by now.
Yeah, you'd be in a lot better shape, that's for darn sure, even if something did happen. Very, very, that's unfortunate. So were you all alone in the back of the limo, or were there others who were wearing their seatbelts in the back of the limo?
No, there's just three of us. I was in the back, and then two people were in the front.
Gotcha.
And nobody else was hurt. You know, I got up out of the car. I kind of, you know, knew something was wrong. I walked around a bit, you know, checking to see if everybody's okay in the other cars. Nobody else was hurt anywhere. I mean, it was just a real fluke.
Wow.
And then, you know, after the adrenaline wore off, I couldn't even stand up. I mean, it was just amazing what the adrenaline does.
Are you going to need surgery?
Yeah, they're gonna have to rebuild the my hip socket on Monday.
Good luck with that, and get well soon, Brian. I appreciate you bringing the story to the forefront. People need to take things seriously, even though they are in a limo, because most people, when they get into a limo, you know, they want to live it up in the back there. You know, it's a big open space, and you feel like the driver's professional, nothing's going to happen. Anything can happen. And, you know, get well soon. We'll hope to see you in New Hampshire sometime this fall.
Well, you should wear your seatbelt, even if it's required by law.
There you go. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Wow, that's a shocker, huh?
Yeah, it's a shame.
Man.
It can happen any day, anytime.
It really can, just out of nowhere. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. I think we actually have a follow-up email that I'm trying to dig up here from the gentleman who emailed earlier this week. in regards to his question about bisexuality. He gave us a bit of follow-up information, and I wanted to get into that, though I'm having a little trouble bringing it up here. Also, on the way, the top 10 things or the top 10 reasons to not have children. Julia has that story, and we will get to that here shortly. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number as I... Julia, if you can pull that up, I don't know if you have that ready, that top 10 list. Did you get that yet?
Waiting for it right now.
Oh, okay. Well, then in that case, we can, you know, we can do other things like breast implants that have been linked with suicide.
We got it. Here it is.
Okay. Are you sure about that? Oh, why don't we just do breast implants instead? Women who get cosmetic breast implants are nearly three times as likely to commit suicide as other women, according to U.S. researchers. The study, published in the Annals of Plastic Surgery, reinforces several other that have shown women who have breast enlargements have higher suicide risks. I wonder why that is.
I wonder if it's chicken and the egg kind of situation. I mean, are the women that are likely to get breast implants more likely to commit suicide? Or are the breast implants themselves causing women to want to commit suicide? Seems strange.
I would guess the former, because my theory, and I've not even really gone through the experts' opinions on this yet, but maybe those who are more likely to get breast implants are, for obvious reasons, less satisfied with themselves. They don't like their appearance, and so maybe they just, you know, the breast implants don't boost them up as much as they thought they might. That is their self-esteem, not their breasts. And they then commit suicide.
Well, then if your theory holds water, which I don't know if it does or not, shouldn't women that have their nails done at the salons have a higher rate of suicide too?
Maybe they just haven't looked at them yet. Anyway, Lauren Lipworth of the Vanderbilt University and Medical Center in Tennessee and her colleagues followed up on 3,500 Swedish women who had cosmetic breast implant surgery between 1965 and 1993. They looked at death certificates to analyze causes of death. Only 24 of the women had committed suicide after an average of 19 years, but this worked out to triple the risk compared to the average population, they reported. Doctors who perform cosmetic breast surgery may want to monitor patients closely or screen them for suicide risk. So it doesn't sound like it's a huge increase just as far as, you know, 24 people out of 3,500, but nonetheless triple the risk. The increased risk of suicide was not apparent until 10 years after implantation. That would make sense, I suppose, because then you've gotten a lot older and your looks are going away at that point, and, you know, the breast implants aren't going to save the rest of your body.
That's your theory. Maybe the breast implants have some kind of chemical in them that leach out after time and
possibly make you crazy. Maybe.
Make you want depressed.
Saline? Isn't it saline inside those things?
I don't know how they make breast implants. I know.
Or no, it's not saline. Is it saline?
Saline's what they're using these days. Yeah.
Silicone?
Yeah, I think there's two kinds of breast implants, and one of them is saline and one of them is silicone, but I'm not totally sure on that because I've never actually looked into getting breast implants.
Well, the silicone ones would have been up until the mid-80s or so, and then saline came after that because silicone was having problems.
Lipworth, the expert, says she believes that some women who get implants may have psychiatric problems to start with, perhaps linked with lower self-esteem or body image disorders. Quote, I think we don't even know how big of a problem it is because we can't even pinpoint what proportion of women have psychiatric disorders, said Lipworth. There could be a whole lot of different disorders. Women with breast implants also had a tripled risk of death from alcohol and drug use. And so triple the risk of suicide, triple the risk of death from alcohol and drugs. Thus, at least 38 deaths in this implant cohort were associated with suicide, psychological disorders, and/or drug and alcohol abuse dependence, she wrote. They did find no increase in the risk of death from cancer, including breast cancer. Women with implants were more likely to die from lung cancer and respiratory diseases such as emphysema, but this is probably because they were more likely to smoke.
Hmm.
Interesting numbers, interesting statistics, and of course it brings up the old issue of breast implants. And I'll throw the question out there, if anybody wants to comment, at 800-259-9231. Should women get breast implants? Is there really any real, tangible reason why this needs to be done? 1-800-259-9231. As a man, how do you feel about them? This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. And those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231, going straight to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to... It is Bobby calling from Tennessee. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Bobby, what's on your mind?
The breast implants thing?
Yes, sir.
I think women should get breast implants.
Why is that?
Because it makes them look nicer.
Well, that's not always the case, necessarily. Some people will tell you that they can tell on an just at a glance if a woman's breasts have had implants or not. And I don't know if you can tell that the implants...
I can't really tell.
But if you could tell they had been done, would that necessarily mean they would look nicer to you?
I still would think they look nicer, even if I could tell that they were done.
So you are one of those guys who bigger is better. Is there a certain limit at which bigger, you know, it's too big? You know, like the women with a double X or double M breasts? I mean, is there just no limit for you, or is there too big? You know, is there a point where at which it's diminishing returns?
Well, once the size, they're past basketballs, you know, I don't know what size that you call that nowadays, but...
I don't either.
Once they're past that, that's a little too big for me.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231.
You asked for it.
Well, we haven't had that question in quite a long time on the show, and some guys, you know, they're very serious about women's breasts. Mm-hmm. I think, personally, as far as a woman's opinion about her own body, she should do whatever makes her feel good.
I'm with you.
I don't know if I think that it's a very healthy attitude to go and modify one's breasts in order to have, in order to affect how guys feel about you. I don't know if that, you know, I don't know how, Julia, I mean, as the lone female in the room here, obviously your opinions, I think, are a little bit more important than ours. I think breast implants are way overrated. I think that I think people should be happy with their bodies, how they were born. And that's just my personal opinion. If you want to go and spend thousands of dollars to pump some chemical or saline or whatever into your breast, then go ahead. Do you have anything to say on that?
Well, personally, I don't like breast implants. I think that people should do whatever they please, and I think that it shows how wealthy of a society we really are. And I do find it a bit disturbing when 18-year-olds are getting breast implants right out of high school.
From their parents?
Or in high school, especially from their parents. Especially because I think it's a really serious decision, and I think that it's something that requires a few years of thought, and teenage years... You hate everything about yourself when you're a teenager.
Right. And it is surgery. So you say, when you say it's a serious decision, it's not something to be taken lightly, necessarily. I'm sure it's probably one of the safer of surgeries, but either way, when you're going under the knife, you're in jeopardy to some extent. And you're absolutely right, especially when it comes to teenage girls. You're dealing with girls who typically don't have very good self-esteem, and we've read these stories on the air before of these teenagers, 17, 16, 18 years old, whose parents are purchasing for them as, like, graduation gifts. They're purchasing breast implants for them, and the quotes from the kids and the parents are really kind of disturbing to me. They're things like, oh, my life is going to be so much better after I get these breast implants. I can already tell that my self-esteem is going to zoom straight up. And it's just like, really? You're so sad that you need breast implants in order to feel good about yourself? I somehow feel like that's not going to solve your problem. That's just my opinion.
I don't know. I feel like if my father, I guess if I wanted breast implants, first of all, I never had the kind of relationship with my dad where I could say, Daddy, will you buy me some breast implants? But I would feel sort of, I would be bothered by the message that it would send, sort of, if my dad wanted to get me breast implants.
That's a little weird, I suppose.
I think it's weird. How do you think a dad feels about...
It's just an extension of the... grooming and preening. I mean, if your dad would be willing to purchase makeup for you, or, you know, I mean, obviously you wouldn't you wouldn't send him to the store, but if he would give you the money with which to purchase makeup and, you know, nail polish and nice clothes and things like that, that all these things are intended to attract the opposite sex. So, I mean, it's only another step.
I wonder what a father like that would say when the surgery was done. Those look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
But if you want to chime in on this conversation, 800-259-9231, let's go to the phones. And we got people on the line who want to talk everything from breast implants to seatbelts. So let's go first to Gerald in Michigan. Gerald, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, Gerald?
The breast implants thing?
Yes, sir.
I think bigger, the implants. You can stick your penis.
Thanks for the call. We don't really need calls like that, but appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We're trying to keep this as a clinical discussion. This isn't supposed to be...
Right, the social phenomenon of breast implants.
Right. Let's continue with John in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, John.
Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, natural breasts, no matter how small, are beautiful.
I'm with you, John, absolutely, and especially if they are worn by a woman who has the self-confidence to understand
that. Absolutely. The confidence is everything. And that's in a man as well as a woman.
No doubt about it.
And anything artificial, if these guys want something artificial, go buy a balloon and blow it up. I mean, it's big, it's round, it's got a nipple sticking out. Or better yet, you know, blow up a condom. They're cheap.
Hey, or get a blow-up doll. Go spend some real money and have fun with that. John, great call. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Let's go to, it is Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, Al.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm worried about what would happen to the poor if we got rid of government charity.
The poor and government charity. Don't you want to comment on breasts? I mean, we're talking breasts here.
Actually, I think you guys are inviting a lot of crank calls in, but what I really think...
That's not
inviting...
No, they would have been calling anyway. They
Bruno,
started...
What we
they
should
were
really talk
phone.
About is the scourge of breast reductions. That's the real terrible thing in this world.
Now, why is that a terrible thing?
Yeah, actually, I know a lot of friends who have gotten breast reductions, and they were really, really happy with them.
That's the claim. Yeah,
well, you don't have breasts,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they're heavy, man, and even when they're relatively small, they're heavy. I can't imagine having large breasts, and it causes all kinds of back pain and all.
But they're worth their weight in diamonds. Come on, get any job.
You can get a job with small breasts too.
I don't think
True.
We're talking about jobs. We're talking about marrying.
All right. What was your serious issue again?
The poor. I kind of feel like all the people that are going to give alms to the poor are already doing so, and yet there's still a lot of poor people who don't have cash or, you know, who are on the streets.
Well,
so I think that if you got rid of government charity, you'd have a lot of people who are on the streets.
I think that government charity is not – it wouldn't necessarily put people on the street. Remember, we did have poor people before there was government charity.
Less than charity, correct?
It's government welfare, and, you know – people had to work for it, and they got charity and that kind of thing, and they lived in things called poor houses, so they managed to make it.
Let's talk more about it. Hang on, Eric. 800-259-9231. The government's war on poverty has resulted in increased poverty, and he's right. There are a lot of people that are contributing to charities today. There probably would be more if we could all keep our money. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
Call now, and with your order of Allicin, receive a free pH testing kit while supplies last. Call 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711. Or visit the garlic banner at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll. Free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark's here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. Updates included. Get on the list. We'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about the radio show and the podcast and anything else that's related to Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on there. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save 10% at LegalZoom.com.
You know, if you haven't put a will together for your family, you really need to do it. Because as we saw with this limousine accident that
Brian called in.
Yeah, Brian called in at the top of the show. It can happen anytime.
One day he's on the phone with us getting ready to come to New Hampshire. The next day he's in the hospital because he's got fractured hips and messed up back as a result of a car accident.
And
could have been worse.
If you don't have a will, then the state decides where your money goes, and usually they get quite a bit of it.
800-259-9231. Let's go back to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hello again.
All right. So you're suggesting that, let me see if I can recap this appropriately here. You said that today there's already a certain amount of people that are giving money to charity, and you don't believe that in the absence of taxation that any more people would give to charity.
No, I don't think so.
Now, it seems to me that there are people out there that would like to get, that give small amounts currently, that would give significantly more if they had more money.
I can tell you I'm one of those people.
I am too.
How do you factor that one in, Eric?
I'm not sure that I buy into that for everyone, at least. I mean, maybe you're the exception, because it seems to me that I don't think a lot of people think that government charity is particularly effective.
It's not.
Exactly. So if people aren't giving to charity right now, what would make them give to charity then?
But well, there's a
big difference. I see. I don't give extra to the government because I know that government charity is ineffective. I give money to Goodwill and St. Jude's Hospital, those kind of things.
Indeed, but let's say that private charity makes up 4/10 of the amount of charity going out right now, and 6/10 is government charity. Who's going to pick up the rest of the slack? The 6/10.
Private charity.
People like you are going to do that.
Hold on. Now, for one thing, the government supplies housing for poor people, you know, families and that kind of thing to live in. Isn't that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it would seem to me that poor people would probably be motivated in to some extent to, you know, there's generations of poor people living on welfare, that kind of thing. It would seem like they would be more motivated to work if they didn't have a check that they were going to get every single month for a certain amount.
Really don't buy into that at all. I don't think that there's people who just say, I'm not going to work. There are certain
well,
areas.
You need to go down, to the public housing area.
Let me correct my statement. There are certain areas, like in Michigan, for instance, where you have certain counties where it's just known as a welfare county. But I think that for most people who are getting welfare from the government, that they're not like that.
I don't know.
They can't break out of their cycle.
I can't tell you what it's like for most people, but I can tell you that in every town there's public housing, and in those areas there are people that just have no intention of working.
If you look at Detroit, there's a ton of poor people, and very few of them, I think, are saying, I'm getting a check from the government, so I'll just sit on that, because it's not a lot. You know, you can't get everything you want on the government check.
You can't get everything you want anyway.
Let me give you an example here. Now, we can't say there's most of them that are doing this or what percentage of them are doing this, but John Stossel went down to a welfare office. I think it was in John Stossel Goes to Washington. It might have been the drug war one. I'm not sure. But he went in, and he was... There was, of course, this huge line of people that was waiting to get checks or waiting to turn in paperwork to get checks or whatever the hell it was that they were doing there. And he just randomly went up to people in the line and started talking to them. And it wasn't very long before he found somebody who not only was willing to tell them on camera that he was taking the welfare check just, you know, because he could, but also because he also stated very clearly that he was using the money to purchase crack cocaine and resell it. So, I mean, there's all kinds of people out there that are working the system. And also, I don't think it's fair to call government's money redistribution program as charity.
Yeah, because it's absolutely not charity.
It's not fair to charities to call it that, because government uses force in order to do its business, and charities, they have to get your money by consent. They have to get you to voluntarily give them money. And in the absence of government redistribution programs, charities absolutely would step in, because that's how things used to be. There used to be mutual aid societies. There used to be a lot more charities out there that were handling the needs of the infirm, the needs of the poor, and they handled them better. They cared about the people that they were dealing with. They checked up on the people that they were dealing with. And the facts are that there are a lot of people in this country that are already giving to charity that would give more, and there are people who wish they could give to charity, but they don't feel as though they have the means because they're being taxed to death. People like me from the government, and so there absolutely would be more charitable contributions. It's also worth pointing out that the United States is the most charitable country on the face of the planet. That I mean, so I mean, to simply sit back and be cynical about Americans and their willingness to give to charity simply tells me that you just haven't really done any research or seen any
now,
statistics.
Now, Ian, that's insulting, and we should keep on the issue, please. I don't think it's fair to say that people are gaming the system, and thus the system doesn't work, because you'll have people gaming the system
in any charity system.
A private charity system, for example, if I own a charity, and I have to decide to spend my money very wisely, because otherwise people are going to stop giving it to me. So I give a money to somebody, and I say, all right, I'm going to give you enough checks for 6 months. You have that long to find a job. Government welfare doesn't do that. There's no incentive to do it. They're going to keep getting money.
The government bureaucrats don't care. And, you know, even if it's true that a handful of people has figured out a way to game a private charity, there are far more people gaming the government.
Oh,
and in addition, even if it weren't true that, even if it were the case that everybody, 100% of government welfare recipients were straight up and on the up and up and they really needed the money, that still wouldn't detract from our arguments, because approximately 60 to 70-something% of the overhead of any government welfare program actually goes to the middle class bureaucrats that are running the program. Only about 25% of the money ends up in the hands of the actual recipients. Now you take that overhead, that 70-something% overhead, and you contrast it with private charities, and private charities have 20-30%, 10% overheads versus the government program. So it's just a fact that private organizations can distribute the money far more effectively than governments can.
I think that that's a very convincing argument, and I'd love to see your sources on that one.
Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World. She's got all of her sources cited in her book.
But as to a gaming personal charity, I can say that I've personally given money to people in the streets, and I know that they've gone out and bought booze with it.
Well, you aren't. Okay, that's different. Giving money to somebody on the street is essentially buying them alcohol or whatever it is their drug of choice happens to be. There's difference when you're talking about Salvation Army and Goodwill and those organizations.
So you're saying that the government bureaucracy can't deliver charity properly, but you're telling me that the Salvation Army, which will balloon up into a much bigger organization, will then be able to use their bureaucracy?
What makes you think that they will necessarily be the one that balloons up?
Well, because
competition in the marketplace, my friend.
They are going to get larger to take up what the government is.
And then, as charities do get larger, then littler, sleeker charities that can do a better job with your money will come along, and people will say, "Hey, I'd rather send my money there."
Exactly.
I disagree because I think I'd rather give money to something like the Salvation Army that's been around for a long time.
Well, great. You give your money to them. I'll give my money where I want to give my money. See, that's the great thing about charity, Eric.
That's what I think.
That's the great thing about charity is we all get to choose instead of now where the government chooses for us. And that sort of decentralized decision-making ability where each individual is choosing where to spend his money is very, very powerful and has a major controlling effect and regulatory effect on the charities that are looking for the money.
Well, if you're suggesting it's going to be small charities, I think that would work in small towns like Keene, for instance. But if you take Detroit, what small charities are going to be heading into Detroit and passing out alms there? Odds are it's going to be something larger.
You'd be surprised.
Neighborhood-sized ones.
Yeah, neighborhood-sized ones. Regional.
I have 2 points I'd like to bring up. First of all, I'm curious as to how Eric feels about the fact that Americans gave billions of dollars to the people over where the tsunamis hit a few years ago, and we don't even know those people. I mean, could you imagine if everybody had more money in their pocket, how much more people would be able to give to people that they actually are a little closer to?
Mm.
I'm not sure that you can equate someone on the street to someone who was hit by a disaster, though, because they're not seen as bums.
It's a personal disaster, sir. Everybody's got their own story. And, Eric, you're coming off as the callous one here. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Julia, I know you had a second point. If you want to hold off on that, we'll get to it here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Initiative. Incentive. All of these things don't exist with government redistribution of wealth, but in the marketplace, things are different.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states. So call now and see if you qualify. 877-363-8736. That's 877-363-8736.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation.
Offerange 93007, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you go and vote in the Podcast Awards. Go to podcastawards.com. You can do it once today and then once tomorrow, and then it's done. Then the awards voting window closes, and they'll be announcing the winners, I think, before the end of the month or so. And we could win again. We've done it 2 years in a row. We need your help this time, though. Go to podcastawards.com. Cast your vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. Also, if you find Red Bar Radio or, let's see, who else is in the running this year? Stefan Moll News Podcast is in, luckily not competing with us. He's in the educational category, Free Domain Radio. We like him, too. So Red Bar Radio, Free Domain Radio, you might want to vote for them. But definitely vote for Free Talk Live in the political category at podcastawards.com.
Just because we've won 2 years in a row doesn't mean that we have...
We cannot rest on our laurels.
It doesn't give us a single vote towards this year.
Nope, definitely not.
Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Real quick, before we continue with the calls, Julia, you had a secondary point to make on the issue of private charity versus government wealth redistribution programs.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say that in addition to sort of the created monopoly almost that government has on charities, government also helps keep poor people poor. So it's sort of a double whammy there.
With its regulations and,
right.
and that sort of thing?
Right.
Licensing restrictions?
And also, while I certainly feel sorry for poor people, and I understand that there are some situations that are difficult to get out of, I feel like people would have more of an incentive to not be poor in a society where it wouldn't be as easy to get help. And I also feel like our poor people are really wealthy for poor people. I mean, they have televisions.
I don't know if it would be hard to get the help. It would just mean that in a more market-based society, you'd have to you'd be more than just filling out a form. You
right.
would have to submit yourself to some sort of level of oversight, unlike you have to with the government welfare program.
Right. Being,
and it wouldn't go on forever.
Probably not.
Being poor is evidence, unfortunately, except in the case of some kind of crisis medical situation, of bad judgment. It may or may not be the bad judgment that, we're thinking of, drugs or alcohol mm-hmm. or, I don't even know what causes people. But bad judgment, like not getting up in the morning and going to work, you know, bad judgment of loaning the wrong person a whole bunch of money or whatever the bad judgment is. It's evidence of bad
having
judgment.
Having too many kids, ones that you can't afford.
And having the government safety net, the social safety net there,
right.
really eliminates the consequences of bad judgment. How does one get good judgment?
Oh.
Well, they have to deal with the consequences of bad judgment. That's what happens.
A lot of my friends who came out of government school also don't know anything about money. And we have
That's
this
true.
Federal Reserve System that isn't really money. So I feel like all of these factors sort of combined together really keep poor people poor.
You're absolutely right about that. Let's continue with the phone calls and go to Ralph in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Ralph. Ralph in Ohio. Hey there.
Yes.
Is this Ralph or is this
John? You are...
John, you only get one call per night, my friend. You have to call us back some other time, but thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I know how it can be. You know, it's a tough thing about one call per night. It's a rule that we used to... Didn't we say... Was it two calls per night way back?
It was way back.
And way back. And then we had to make it one call per night just because, you know, we want to make sure we can get as many voices on this show as possible. We want to make sure our lines are open for people that want to get through and, you know, talk with us about whatever, because this is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want.
Fresh content. If somebody's listening from start to finish,
right.
You know, it's not good to hear the
same. I know how it can be as a caller. I mean, especially if you call in hour number one, you call in like John called in earlier and made a point on the breast implant conversation, and he did a fine job with it,
mm-hmm.
but then you're done for the other 2 hours, right? So if something else comes in...
So you should wait till the third hour so you can address all and just write down everything, every issue you wanted to talk about.
Well, that's not necessarily a good approach either, because then you might jam, the phones might be jammed, you might not get through.
I would agree that you should be timed. And talk about the subject.
I agree. I wasn't exactly being serious.
Or you could, if you really wanted to comment on something so badly, make a few notes and then call in at the top of the next show. That might be a way to handle the situation.
Poor John has one of those voices that it was just very recognizable.
Right.
Clear.
Let's continue with the phone calls, though. Let's go to, it is Dick in Wisconsin. Dick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello there.
Hey, can you hear me, guys?
We've got you, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, I just wanted to say, I kind of took offense to something that was said earlier. I believe Ian said it. He was talking about, you know, if you give money to somebody on the streets, the first thing they're going to do is go buy, you know, liquor or drugs or something
that was,
like
that.
That
was Mark. Mark said that.
I think you should assume that that's the case.
Well, okay, so just me, for example. In 2005, I was hitchhiking my way up Highway 1 in California,
mm-hmm.
and I relied on money from people and... You know,
did you ask for it? Did you say, hey, I'm hitchhiking my way up Highway 1 in California. Can I have some money?
Exactly, yes. And I relied on that money just to survive and have the necessities in life.
Well, it's not the necessities. Hitchhiking up Highway 1 in California is a luxury. That's what somebody who can afford to take off work does.
Well, but the first thing I did with my money was not go and buy liquor. If somebody gave me $10, the first thing I would do is offer it to Mark for him to take his shirt off.
Ah, thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I would consider $10 to take my shirt off an insult. I'd prefer to just take my shirt off, not that it's a good thing.
You're telling me you wouldn't do it for $10?
Why would I do
just
that?
For a second?
It's a little weird, isn't it?
It's going to buy you lunch.
Yeah, but it's weird. Strange.
$10. Yeah. I'd take it. That's no big deal.
Yeah.
$10.
But nobody wants to see you.
Yeah, and they wouldn't get their $10.
That's true. You're right. No one has ever called to ask for me to take my shirt off. All right, let's continue here. It's Troy in Canada. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Troy, Canada.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hello. A friend of mine calls seatbelts state belts, and he refused to wear his state belt so often that he eventually lost his privilege to drive.
Wow.
Really?
His license up here in Canada. But anyway, I don't know the complete details of it, but I know he hasn't driven himself for at least 5 years.
Hmm.
But anyway, when the news about the Canadian government outlined the incandescent light bulb in 2012,
what?
They're going to phase it out in 2012. Incandescent light bulb.
Hold on now. Wait, are they outlawing the sale of new incandescents, or are they outlawing incandescents from use?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. I just kind of Googled an article here. It just said it's probably outlawing the sale of new.
Probably.
Just phase it out.
So screw anybody that has dimmer lights in their house. You don't get to use those anymore.
Right. But this same friend that won't wear his state belt sent out a humorous email. It said, quote, any self-respecting libertarian is going to have to stock up on light bulbs so that he can keep on using the contraband long after the crackdown. Now this kind of brings the question, something that us libertarians might be a little guilty of, a fault we might have. I don't know if it's necessarily a fault, but see what you think here. I think we tend to resist behaviors just because that they are promoted by the state, and we, in, such as wearing seatbelts, and we intend to embrace behaviors such as smoking pot, which are condemned by the state.
I agree with you. However, I don't think it's just a libertarian thing. I think that people naturally do not like to be told no, and it just sort of...
It's natural. You're right.
It's not fair to slap all libertarians with that idea,
right,
because there are some libertarians that are law-abiding people and blah, blah, blah. I think it's more anti-authoritarians that behave in that way. For instance, I was an anti-authoritarian before I even knew what being an anti-authoritarian was. I didn't like being told what to do when I was younger. And, I mean, I can trace my anti-authoritarian roots all the way back to elementary school. So, and Julia, you're the same way. I mean, even in our relationship, if one of us suggests in some way, even comes close to making a suggestion that sounds like not a suggestion, like you should do this, you'll immediately rebel against it, or I'll immediately rebel against it for the sake of not wanting to be told what to do. So I think it's more of an anti-authoritarian thing. But you're saying that anti-authoritarian attitude could, for instance, affect you as far as your power bill is concerned, because it is a sensible thing to use the newer light bulbs, and to not do it simply because the law has been passed is sort of silly, is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah, I just say we just have to be mindful of that and make sure that we're, you know, smoking pots, speeding, not wearing our seatbelts, and using incandescent light bulbs for the right reason.
You know what? If your friend was really smart, instead of just talking about stocking up on the incandescent bulbs so he could use them, it'd be even smarter to stock up on them so he could sell them on the black market. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Because there are going to be a lot of people that have dimmer lights in their house. They're going to need to buy those things.
2012 is a while away. You've got a while to stock.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. 800-259-9231. Not to say that there'd be a lot of money in it. And that's really the point of the black market. But who knows? Maybe somebody would pay a couple bucks for an old incandescent if that's the only place they could get it. 800-259-9231. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.